Yes, we was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Welcome back from everywhere you've reached.
Let
me hope the light of the word of God has shined out there. That's what he told us in Matthew
5.
Starting from verse 11 to down. When he emphasized us, the light of his word to always shine, and
he
told us we are the lamps of the world. Now, as we lighten to the people to see the glory of the Father,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me hope you've done that. Each one where you've passed, everywhere you have been, the one you've been speaking with, you have been doing things, and they are in the light of the word of God. Every day you check to see whether what you do or what you speak, and indeed it glorifies the Father before you are glorified.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the good moment is added to us again. Glory and the honor back to the Father. And we thank the Son. Mostly we thank indeed on behalf of the Father and the Son. And we thank the Spirit he sent in our midst. Now he's done works of the Father. He's done works of the Son. And he's unto us. Now that thanks, we thank you to the Father and we thank the Son, and we appreciate the Holy Spirit on behalf of those good works. It's easy to bear the good people, but the evil they are not easy to bear. But indeed in the world we hold not good people, but the Holy Spirit bears us till he's made us good. You think that is easy? You first look at yourself. How many of the evil can you bear?
Those with
bad character and evil works, and they are in your home, and in your home you don't do what they do, but you bear them to change them. Look at your children, you who have them, and the way they trouble you.
But
yet when you run with an iron hand on them, but Holy Spirit has not put at all an iron hand on you,
but
trying to change you.
Hmm.
You think that is easy? Would have beat us every time.
Every
time would have gotten angered and abused us. Look at the way you carry and take your children, or your young brothers or your friends. You want to abuse them.
Hmm.
He hears the Holy Spirit abuse them over what they do. You usually hear him abuse you and say, look at that head breaking in vain. But you know what you do to him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
In
the day I was there, and he told me, let's first hear this word. He told him, but if I do my work and the person spoils it, what should I do for them? Can he do it again when I'm not helping them? You know, one day Moses, we speak of Prophet Moses, God did his work, and he got his own stones and he cut them from the rocks, and God himself wrote on them and he gave them to Moses. When Moses found people they had sinned, he too spoiled the work of God. I've not spoken despising him, but I look to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. They were an example to us. 1 Corinthians 10.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus so much. But people angered Moses. Moses found people had done sins. It will spoil the work of God. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you find people and they have sinned, do you spoil the work of God yourself? God has cut his own stones. He's written 10 commands on them. Moses, when he found people they had sinned, he spoiled the work of God. What do you do in that moment to keep the work of God and you have not spoiled it?
Yet
the people they have sinned and they have ashamed you before God. That you didn't teach them well, neither trained them enough. Can you remain keeping the work of God yourself
and
still intact? You've not spoiled it.
This
happened in the Exodus. We see the word of wisdom. After we're going to see back the schemes of Satan.
Even
the word of wisdom held schemes of Satan as you hear it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Exodus.
Exodus 32.
Verse 15
and 16.
Okuvesula ya makumi asatu mubiri onyole 15.
Exodus 32 from verse 15.
Mukama nachuka. Musa nachuka. Naserengeto okuva ku lusozi. Ngalina ebipande bibiri ebyobujulirwa mu ngalo ze. Ebipande biwandikibwako ku njuyi zaabyo zombi. Biwandikibwako eruyi n'eruyi. Olwe 16. N'ebipande byali mulimu gwa Katonda. N'okuwandika kwali kuwandika kwa Katonda.
Byonna ebipande.
All the tablets. It's the work of God. God himself cut the stones.
Tablets.
His tablets. His stones where he was to write his commands. And even wrote the commands on them. Now we gave them to Moses. Moses, when he descended with them, he found people had molded the calf and they are dancing naked. And they have even taken off their clothing. And they are doing all things not worthy. Now what God did when Moses got hungered, Satan passed from there and he spoiled the work of God. And the question comes, if you find people and they have sinned, those God has given to lead them,
or
those you are in charge of, as you a servant of God, you too, do you spoil the work of God? Do you
perfect
this word because you're angered? What do you do?
Okuva esula ya 32 olunyiriri olwe 16.
Exodus 32 verse 16.
Nebipande byali mulimu gwa Katonda. Nokuwandika kwali kuwandika kwa Katonda okwayolebwa ku bipande. Olunyiriri 17. Joshua bayawulira edobozi ly'abantu nga boogerera waggulu. N'agamba Musa nti waliwo edobozi ery'okulwana mu lusiisira.
You know those who are near us. Now Joshua
is
on the mountain. Moses had gone in to meet God. Now they are coming back. Joshua hears wrongly. He
said,
don't you see there is a war in the camp? You see how you run and your neighbor and the one close to you is perverting you? I don't speak of evil on these servants. As we are told in the First Corinthians, what happened on them was an example to us.
For
when Joshua heard, he said that they are killing the people, a war is in the camp. They are slaughtering them. But what he heard was false. Servant, can you be careful not to tell me wrong things? Or you don't tell them to your fellow servant. Try be careful, hear well, and to see well. Let us hear. It's a word of wisdom. After we're going to see schemes of Satan. Exodus 32:18.
Nayogera nti eryo siddoboozi lyabo aboogerera waggulu olw'okuwangula, so siddoboozi lyabo abakaaba olw'okugobebwa, naye ddoboozi lyabo abayimba.
Moses told him that no. Listen very well. Those people, they are not crying. They seem to hold victory, and they are singing cause of victory on their side. You know, many times you may be with a servant and you hear and see things different and you speak of them differently, but it's your trouble, you who leads your colleagues, to hear very well. And you are careful, and it's not good that you spoil the work of God, that the people angered you. For some of us get weakened and someone angers you, and you say even the truth is not there. All the work God has done,
God has
filled you in all that work. You too, you've spoiled it.
Exodus 32:19. Obusungu wa Musa ne bwaka nnyo, n'akasuka ebipande mu ngalo ze n'abimenyera wansi w'olusozi.
You hear?
Never nangi. Abantu agendo kubatuka kubakuza akayana.
Reach the people that molded the calf.
Basi bayimba bazina,
and they are singing and dancing.
Banyumirwa nyini.
They are enjoying.
Kakati hate munne ya sose muga manchira bikababa.
How his friend first told him perhaps they are killing them.
Kati Musa singa soka na agenda kuchayo so ati abantu babatta
mubi. Moses moved by the Joshua talk that they are killing the people. See, how he runs. To go look for weapons again. You come out when you are ashamed. You come with weapons when the situation is not of war. Now they
read.
Moses told him first, hear well. I hear people as if people are sounding of victory. Them not as if praise us who come with the stones. As he reached even Moses, hearing that they joyfully heard, but it wasn't victory.
But
there's serious carefulness at this point.
When
Moses reached and the joy was not of victory, but for getting corrupted in mind, he too spoiled the work of God. Work of God on the tablets, the tablets and the commands, he crushed them.
He
got so raged.
And
he felt so enraged. You know, they are prophets. Anger them, they forget they are prophet of God, and they expose their butts to you. And they spoil the work of God on their village. Now,
yes,
praise Jesus.
How
can you avoid such a situation? And you find people they have seen, but you don't spoil the work of God yourself. Okay, they anger you. Someone angers you.
But
you too, you don't anger God. For someone can anger you, and you end up you angering God yourself.
And
tell him your creations. I don't know whether he didn't put some brains in them.
He said
they have created people upright
and they invented
their things. Now why do you put their case on me?
And
you spoil my work that I worked a work not upright. Now Moses is angered, never doing the righteousness of God. You know, angers never worked the righteousness of God. Avoid getting angered and then you correct, for you will never correct in truth. Praise Jesus. Now Moses,
he did speak
of the tablets of God. But I thank God that Moses passed through it.
It did me well.
It is doing me well to learn from it. You passed, praise to God when I chose you. This time I'm profiting from that example. I don't follow that way. For you, God forgave you.
Maybe
not forgive me if I do that.
For
you were an example unto me. Moses, you had no an example, Moses. God forgave you for you had no an example. But look at us. You appeared an example to us. Where shall we run when we commit sins? People who have examples to look at.
Exodus 32 verse
20.
Natwale nyana jebali bakoze najo chano muliro nagisekula sekula najimansira kumazi.
Now
would have done this. The anger, instead of taking it on the work of God,
you
would have gone God a calf.
Or he
would strangle it though it was a golden calf. Strangle a calf which is not living. You know, some of you, when you get angered, you box a tree.
Women,
they strangle the peel and they cannot strangle the husband. At least they strangle the pillow.
And
you, man, you are on the pillow. Now if he chose out one, beat the calf as he did after. Yet not to think so much, my brother. Many times when you've gotten things troubling you, and you never think of the work of God, and you spoil the work of God,
after
you remember you're meant to spoil that of Satan.
Kuva esura ya makumi asatu mubiri olunyolo abiri.
Exodus 32 verse 20.
Natwale nyana jebali bakoze najo chano muliro najisekula sekula najimansira kumazi naganywe sako abana ba Isiraeli.
You know,
anger is not easy. Now he beat it and crushed it, burnt it, poured on the water. He told him, you drink of this wrath. And if you destroy works of Satan, don't take people within them. Destroy works of Satan, but don't destroy the people. That's what brought the Lord Jesus. Destroy the work of the evil Satan, but not to destroy the people.
abantu bagenda kwesanya obukanga baganya okumanya.
People will destroy themselves when they reject knowledge.
Kuva esula ya makumi asatu mobili olunyolo abili molumu.
Exodus 32:21.
Musa n'agamba Aloni nti abantu bano bakukola ki gwe okuleta n'obaleta ko okwono n'okunene. Olwabili mwebili Aloni n'ayogera nti obusungu bwa mukama wange buleme okububuuka ennyo, gw'omanyi abantu bano.
It's
all to be seen, Moses. You are going angered, but
you're
so angered. But know these people what they have been doing all the long. You too, they trouble you. Even works of God, you've spoiled them. But these people are not easy. You know, others that choose Aaron.
Aaron,
they are get foolish to that extent, make a calf.
Aaron
told him, if you don't make a calf for us, we are going to kill you. Even Aaron feared to be killed.
And
this would have told him, kill me.
I'm
not to make a calf. He feared death. Kill me, angel of God would have helped him from there.
He
said, kill me, but I'm not to make a calf. Said, Moses, you angered. All long when we are aside, you complain what the people have done.
You know, these
people are big headed. But friends, what can we do not to be like that?
Okuva esula ya makumi asatu mubiri olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Exodus 32:22.
Aloni n'ayogera nti obusungu bwa mukama wange buleme okububuuka ennyo, gw'omanyi abantu bano nga bagoberera ddala obubi.
He told him, these people, you know them very well, all the long,
there are
people troubling us all the way, and they follow worthless things, even though God is in their midst.
Exodus 32:23. Abana tukulemberanga kubanga Muso ye yatujja mu nsi ye Misiri tetumanja kyabadde.
They told him, if you refuse, you bring Moses here. If you refuse, make a calf for make us a calf, our gods, for that your Moses. Why they put the case on Aaron?
Aaron
is the one who started with Moses on the children of Israel. Aaron was the first to meet Moses. Moses updated him how God had sent him.
He
told him, take me, introduce me to the Israelites. Even Aaron,
he went to introduce
him to elders of Israel.
And
elders said,
one
of our elders Aaron,
he brought
Moses and said, God had told us to follow him.
Now
told him, bring that your Moses you brought to introduce to us.
If you don't bring,
make gods for us, we worship them.
Exodus 32:24.
He
said, the people are harsh.
As
gold they had. You know, they knew Aaron was good at melting things. He got out something. It was his natural gift.
Mm-hmm. Okuva esula ya makumi asatu mobili oninyo labili mwetano.
Exodus 32 verse 25.
Awo Musa bayalaba nga abantu bajemye. Kubanga Aroni ya bajemya okusekererwa abalabe babwe.
Umanya Aroni.
You know Aaron.
Na ya funo musango.
He got a case on him.
Baga Aroni na bajemye.
They said Aaron calls them rebel. Aaron had authority over them to tell them, I'm not to make the calf.
I'm not
going to do things which cause us anger, God.
Okuvesula ya makumi asatu mubili olunyiriri olwa bili mumkaga.
Exodus 32:26.
Musa nali okayimirira mu wankaaki w'olusisira. Nayogera nti buli muntu ali ku lwa Mukama ajje gyendi. Abaana bonna abaleevi ne bakuŋŋaana gyali. Olwa bili mumusanvu n'abagamba nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri nti muteeke buli muntu ekitala kye ku kisambi kye. Mudingane mu miryango gyonna mu lusisira lwonna. Mute buli muntu muganda we na buli muntu munne na buli muntu muliraanwa we.
Owulidde gye byolekedde.
You hear where it is headed to.
Yanyeze.
He's angered.
Gamba buli omu akwate ekitala.
You say everyone hold the sword.
Atunge muganda we.
You slaughter your brother. The question appeared saying, if
Find
people they have spoiled the
work
and they have sinned, and people have sinned, do you yourself spoil the works of God? Let's say God
has
taken long teaching you truth,
and
there cometh one brother, he does things not worthy,
and you say,
even the truth is not there.
Mazime banga lyo nali abadakola mu mulimo.
The long has been doing that work in you.
Kubanga omuntu omubwa.
That one person.
Uya kunyiziza.
He angered you.
Oli okola bakatonda bwata tukiride
mbono. Then you see how God is not rightful.
Kati no tanulo okwono ne mirimu gye katonda.
Spoil the works of God.
Kubanga Musa.
Because Moses.
Yasinga na bantu nga bononye.
People that sin.
Ne nayo no ne mirimu gye katonda.
He spoiled the works of God.
Nakwata mainja naga kuba kuba.
Put tablets crushed them with the commands of God.
Chokade yakomoko.
Yet it didn't end there.
Nalagira buli muntu akwate ekitala te muganda
mulirwana. Everyone who hold the sword kill their brother and a neighbor. All this was anger. You
can
no more do the righteousness of God if you get angered. If you are to be the servant of God, I advise you by the Spirit of God never to correct through anger, neither to speak through anger concerning God in this life.
For
there is nothing you will speak upright.
Kuva esula ya makumi asatu mobili olunyiriri olwabili mwomunana.
Exodus 32:28.
Abana ba Levi ne bakolanga ekigambo kya Musa. Nebafa kubantu kuluna kululi abasajja nga 13. Olwabili mwomwenda Musa nayogera nti mwetukuze leero eri Mukama. Ne wakubadde okulwana buli muntu n'omwana we era ne muganda we alyoka abawe leero omukisa.
Nkate ate biri abikoze.
Now he has done the others.
Kati agamba naye mumanyi.
Now we say, you know what?
Pulira ate no mezibwa.
I feel I'm convicted.
We
have cleansed ourselves. What have we done? I don't say Moses was in wrong and that he was a sinner, but it came from his brothers, the Israelites. But what we learn from here, though your brothers do that,
that
will never spoil the work of God yourself. It never correct concerning God when you have anger in you
or
an evil thought within you.
Okuvesula makumi asatu mubiri olunyiriri olunyolwa asatu.
Exodus 32 verses 13.
Awolwatu kencha Musa nagamba abantu nti mwayononye ekyono nekinene. Nekakano nalinya eri Mukama mpozi nakola echina atangirira olwecho nono cha mwe.
Eh kakati na gamba.
Now he says, you people, you
say,
yet he forgets himself, spoiled the works of God. Friends, what can you do
to
remain when you've not spoiled the works of God? Though you find your brothers, they have sinned. They may speak a rumor on you.
They
speak words which have never been.
And you
ask and say, there is no born again in the world. Who tells you that? God has 7,000. What do you speak of yourself? When the other born again are in the world. And Elijah spoke that. God told him, you've spoken what? For we is to speak. Find that your brother's done a sin. I don't prove that apostle two holds truth.
What is upon you to spoil the work
of the 7 years?
It's
a journey of heaven, 7 years. Now you want to think that
God
has no work he did in 7 years.
Or
you think, if that one who has failed, the 10,000 God has to save you, it will not be saved because of that one person. If that one person has failed to know truth, even others will not know it. Never spoil the work of God because your brothers have sinned.
Okuvesula makumi asatu mubiri olunyiriri olwasatu mulumu.
Exodus 32:31.
Musa nadayeri mukama nayogera nti wo abantu abo bayononye.
He
too would have involved himself. And he said, "War unto us. What we have done.
Done.
Me too, I got angered and spoiled your works." Now you think, what was God thinking of his works? He cut his stones very well and he wrote down his laws that he wrote for us.
And
Moses
spoiled the way he
said, the people alone have sinned. Moses is a righteous holy man.
He's
a servant of God. He gets contrite and broken in his spirit. And he spoke of him that
this,
in the household of God, a righteous man. But see, you, his brother, you're troubling him. And you cause him spoil the works of God. But I think like this. In the generation like this, I don't expect to spoil the works of God. For I don't know what I will speak. For there are examples to see. Exodus 32:31.
Musa nadayeri mukama nayogera nti wo abantu abo boononye ekyonoono ekinene ne beekolera bakatonda abazaabu. Olunyolwa 3:2, naye kaakano bw'onoosonyiwa ekyonoono kyabwe naye bw'otaabasonyiwe onsangule nze nkwegayiridde mu kitabo kyo kye wawandiika.
Told him God, you see, those people have sinned.
And
that was from the beginning of sin. When Satan began, many others saw from him. And that thing, it moved in lives of people, except when they have fought it. And if I begin to abuse here, you too can abuse every goat you find on the way. You look that at one pastor.
Oriyo wa prayer house.
The one of the what prayer what?
House of prayer.
House
of prayer. Asoburuvuma.
He can abuse.
Nokuyomba.
Even to quarrel. And never forgive. Even his congregation is like that.
What
can you do yourself remain in the work of God?
It
never to spoil it.
If
someone commits sins, praise Jesus so much. Let's finish the book of Exodus. Exodus
32, verse 32. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, buli eyayonoonye nze, oyo gwe nasangula mu kitabo kyange.
Told him, whoever sinned against me,
he's
the one who blot out of the book.
Ask,
was Moses remaining?
Can you fight yourself
that you don't go among your brothers who have sinned?
Their
Galatians warns us saying,
who say
you still stand right? If you're going to restore your brother, be careful lest you also taken up. Let's read it and we hear.
What do you say over Galatia? It is Sulayam Kaga on your soka.
Our Galatia Sulayam Kaga on your soka.
Galatians 6 from verse 1.
Aboruganda, Omutualabi Wanganga Yononi, Mabamon Mabo Moyo, Mumulongo Senga, Alibuatio Moyo.
That if you correct them, correct them while you are still in the spirit. How can you be in the spirit?
Bible
says John 6:63. The words I say to you, they are spirit and they are life. Means you must remain in the scriptures.
If the
quarrel remain checking, what can I do in the quarrel? Scriptures tell me to do what here? Go to restore them and they correct. If I deceive them by zeking in you, would you correct here?
Now he put
it into that big head. Things now have gotten worse.
Galatians 6
from verse
1.
That watch yourself and remain in the gentle spirit, the spirit of peace who is of God, that not taken up. For now the brother prophet Moses,
he
had to watch over himself, seeing is not taken over by his brothers. Yet he was taken over.
He
didn't do what they did,
but
he too he did another.
Did
another and spoiled the works of God.
Bagalatia esuleyom kaga olinyolo kubiri.
Galatians 6 verses 2.
Muberaganenga emigugu mwekana mweka, mutukirizenga bwe mutyo eteka lya Kristo. Olokusatu, kubanga omuntu bwe yerowooza okuba ekintu nga si kintu, nga yerimbalimba. Olwokuna, naye buli muntu akemenga omulimu gwe kububwe, aliokabele no kwenye miliza kubuweka. So siku wa mulala.
Chine chintu hagamba buwati ntikakati.
Here he says that now,
butu haba kuhimi ya tulimo kwenye nemiri mujia katonda.
We are to stand not to spoil the works of God.
Uruaba harabu no.
Because of others who have sinned.
Wepimenga kuwe kango kusoka.
Always test yourself first.
Ugamena enze nyimiri
dendia. How am I standing myself? Yes, the other shifted from God. Should I say God's not there for the others gotten from him?
He says
it's not good. When you come in the truth of God,
and you
compare yourself with different people. Friend, you may come here and you understand more than the one who came here before, and even to get committed to it more. But that one who has been here long, even the way they take it, they don't honor it much, they don't mind much.
Compare yourself
and say this one has taken long,
but
them too, they don't understand well.
You
see the problem you have to find. Remember yourself, you are the work of God. Like Ephesians 2:10 says, that for we are God's workmanship, we created in Christ Jesus,
of
unto good works, those God predestined us to move by them before the world was. Now yourself, you are a work God's brought you far.
You
put you sit in the truth.
See
how you compare yourself with others
and you
spoil the work God has done.
He's
done a great work in you.
It's
you knowing where he's brought you from the evil manners, the Wazekan things like
that. When
another does Wazeka because they have been long here in new generation, you say that one is not settled. Let us them leave us also.
And
the work the Holy Spirit has been doing in you all day long, make him as not a perfect worker.
Galatians 6:5. Kubanga buli muntu alietika omutwalo gwe ye olw'omukaaga naye ayigirizibwanga ekigambo asengamu naye ayigirizibwanga ekigambo asenga ekimu n'oyo ayigiriza mu birungi byonna
nti ebirungi byonna
that all the good things
olina okusa ekimu n'ayigiriza
you must share and be one with the teacher.
Whether
press you yet they are the right things,
you have thrown and
hear the word of God, that you don't spoil the work of God because of your brothers who are sinning. Since you say those, you say me, I have my ways. Let's go back, book of Numbers, book of Exodus.
Exodus 32:33.
Told him, now you see, don't want to judge when I'm angered. God was angered himself. Say right now, I'm not going to beat them now, for I may kill all of them.
Now
let angel lead me, but I'll come back when I'm not angered. I'll come back when I'm not angered. I will strike them.
I'm
a God who never sins. I want beat them beatings worthy of them, that I don't beat another much, yet they are not worthy to be beaten much. You know, you see, there are some men.
Now,
when the mother of the children angers them and they run from home,
they get
and they beat the children. And this is the children. If they are girl children,
he said
they are like their mother, and he beat them.
Yet you hear.
He beats them for
agamba
it.
Mukazi.
He say, you, what?
Gwe ma, mama
you,
gwe. No,
ma,
choka
ma,
kuba mwana
he beats the daughter. Even women like that.
They have a son like the father.
In the time they're angered, they knock them on the head. The head of your father. Now, what God does, if he's angered, which can make you be wiped out, he postpones them ahead.
For
he's a God filled of goodness and perfect.
And
angel of mine escort them.
But I'll get back.
In the time I'll beat you after I've calmed down. Something God taught me, the John of Heaven.
We
may sin sins, and I'm just looking at them until the fourth or the fifth.
I speak of
it when I'm calm because I'm used. You are a sinner. And I rebuke when not angered. And I'm in my peace, I'm even laughing. But what I speak, I mean it. Let's repeat this verse. Exodus 32:34.
Otwala abantu mu kifo kye nnakugambako. Laba malaika wange anakukulemberamu, anakulemberanga, era naye ku lunaku luli lwe ndiwalana, ndibawalanako ekibi kyabwe.
He said on the other day, when I will come to punish them,
I'll
come back after I've calmed down, and I will beat and punish them of their sin.
Now,
let me tell you one thing.
If
someone commits a sin, if someone does something bad or a sin, what is a bad thing? And what is a sin? Those two are there. Can I tell you how they appear? This time someone can do something bad. And they carry their chair, comes, put it here, and they begin to write. And another gets a prostitute, they go on the other side. Both of them, you equate them. Someone has done something bad, another has done a sin. They've done it.
Kare,
we can't say it's not right. Something bad. It's not right. But it's not a sin that it brings death. Quickly forgiven. The people sit there, but the other, that you've done from there, you have to know your home, you can do it from there.
That is
not on the right person,
it's
not on the right criteria. Now things are like that,
but
let's put them aside, because still others don't know them. That's why they judge them as if they are the same.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
But
let me tell you another thing. If someone commits a bad thing or a sin,
they have not repented to
Korah,
they will resume do the same thing. Don't rush on them. You wait a little. You're going to get them on the next. They will repeat it. A person, if they do something bad, always sin, and they don't repent to leave it, no, they have to add on the second. It means what?
You may not
rush much to get angry. Wait, they will do another. You get them on the second, you have a witness of two. You may even get them on the third. They are helpless. Though you mess up there, you do not do that. I will. For I was taught never to spoil the work of God because of my brothers to sin.
But
if you leave that gap, you never
know.
That person, the Holy Spirit may speak to them and they leave, never do it again. If you rush much on them,
I didn't tell it,
and they speak plenty words and they mess you up. Now you no refuse.
Don't bear
sins for some long time. If a sinner does one thing, in a little time they do another. If someone sins here and they find someone else out
and they
speak with them, they are harsh, for sin has made them harsh, committed another immediate. It doesn't take long. We don't bear sin for a long time,
but
immediately you are to do another.
But
you get to be quick. Help yourself the space God leaves you before he rebukes you and you align yourself. Let's finish
35.
Exodus 32:35.
Mukama nabonyabonya abantu kubanga bakole nyana Aroni je yakola.
Now they
are past time.
They are
ahead.
God
struck them. He moved them. Those meant to move 3 days. Yet where they passed, will rotate them back. And they moved 40 years. And they say, I can't take them in the nation. If they have done them here when they have no peace, if they will reach in peace. They are in the desert moving. If I reach them Canaan, what will they do? They land from with milk and honey.
And they said,
let me move them, they will understand me.
And
ended when he had killed all the elders. Killed them when they crossed the river.
Jordan.
As they about to cross, all the old from 18 and above, he killed them.
Yet
they had forgotten that at the beginning
that
they came from Egypt, they did this which are making them be killed now. Moses,
he
was told you not to enter Canaan.
For
you did this and this to me. Repent here and end here. But for forgiving you, end here. You're not reaching Canaan. You did this and this to me. And this.
You
spoiled my works.
And last time,
said me and God, we are going to get water for you.
Still
people had angered you.
You
know, Paul with your gods. Moses got angered. Me and God today, we are getting water for you here. When God told strike once, he strike both. Get water two times.
Water came out
and God gets silent. I told him once, because of anger, he's done it twice. Struck twice. He's unmighty. You see what happens, brethren. It is very good you not spoil the work of God that's done in you and the others for finding a few people and they have sinned.
Those
people, it ought you to correct them, but not in anger. Now the problem is that which happened. Killed them, they didn't enter Canaan, and they didn't even reach heaven except Moses alone.
So
what you did for me and here, I would have entered you there, but me, I have to punish you, not enter in there. Imagine you've been taking people there and you got strengthened
or you
tell them we entered Canaan. You know how it pains when you've not reached it. We are here. We work for the new generation. Televisions to come. In the world we are known.
This,
no nation will go to remain here.
You
troubled me much in the journey as we started. And you're not going
TV
to minister on the television, neither to Ankole.
You're
going to be on the synagogue always. And you will come those who come. May I don't even see you in my television camera of the television.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But brethren,
let
avoid to trouble the works of God, for he too will trouble you. God's done a work in you. Sometimes give yourself to darkness as you see.
And God's
brought you far.
No,
maybe you have supposed Chibanda to be someone who smokes cocaine, a gangster.
No,
maybe you would have had eight women now, or men. See the work.
Still
you are there troubling his works.
Yet
does the work to reach you in heaven, but move on troubling him on the way. What he corrects is what you spoil,
that
because you are angered
and
because it's something you've desired.
Say,
work of God be aside, I first finish here.
I see
light refuse me this thing. But I have to shut my eyes here. God, I will come back.
You know
the work you've spoiled there.
Kakati,
now
agenda kuza kumani, boy,
put you on manual if you're to do it. And it's not helping you.
Go
to Karamoja, preach the gospel, and there's no one giving you 100 coin, even water.
First,
make tents like Apostle Paul.
Those
who would have freely given you,
you preach the gospel,
and after they find you digging,
you
joke and he will make you do manual work.
You spoil his
works, he will pay you for that.
Now, excellent.
You spoiled.
Going
to know the stones with your hands.
Exodus
34 from verse 1.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti,
webajira ebipande bibiri ebyamayinja.
I chiseled my tablets. And I scribed that you have finished work. This time you're going to chisel them yourself. Moses sweated in the rocks in there.
To remember
the design of the stones of God and their size. And chiseled them all the pounds God crushed. Now you're spoiling, but I tell you,
God
giving them free, but you get them manually. You put strength to pull them back.
God gives
you understand, you power them instant,
but you spend
sleepless night to capture back five scriptures in the head.
Leave this
writing automatic in you.
What
you put first in you,
but
you struggle to get them.
And
it's refusing. Mercy and to minister. And you put your money on, you'll see him.
And
you put strength much in them. Let's repeat and we hear. Exodus
34,
verse 1.
Mukama nangamba nti, Mukama nagamba Musa nti, webajire ebipande bibiri ebyamayinja, ebifanana ng'ebyo ebyolubereberye. Nange ndi wandika ku bipande ebigambo ebyali ku bipande ebyolubereberye.
He said,
I chiseled them myself and I wrote, but this time, you're going to chisel them, me, I'll write on them.
Let
me even reduce my works. All along you called Abaddon, he comes. Leave you in a dream, you will not see him come.
Before
you say Abaddon, he comes.
And they will chase you the entire night.
And you beat, they don't die. You beat demons, they don't go.
Yeah.
Last time you messed me up, all along I gave them to fight you, and you began to take for granted at me. This time you called them, they don't come. And you box and they are not going. But they don't finish the demons. You sweat the entire night, you wake up.
You
have to go back to sleeping even.
You
got to repent ahead. And you
restore
them and you call them, they come this time. Now spoil the works of God when you are careful.
You
can put you on manual.
And
put scriptures in that head is not easy.
Those which
entered quick. And you have fast, you want to know them. And they are failing. Apostle. Before I used to get scriptures. Why am I on manual? I'll not tell them, they will get angered. And they get angered to God. Let's pray you will settle. But spoiled his works once.
And
scriptures were poured out all. Now you want them desperate.
Okuvesula makumi asatu munya olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Exodus 34:2.
Era nkya obanga wetesetese olinye nkya ku lusozi Sinai.
Namugambe nkya tomorrow. Nja kuba nkulinze.
Tomorrow I'll wait for you.
Before
I was taking you, I help you climb. This time climb it yourself.
Moses,
before he climbed, he didn't feel he was climbing a mountain.
He feels lifted to the mountain.
He told him tomorrow, come in the morning.
I meet you at when you have arrived. I will be there waiting. I will not come for you. Mountain became a problem his way.
He
climbed on.
He
told him, I need you in the mountain. All of us said, go to him in the mountain. This time, he had to climb himself. You spoil my works again because people have sinned. You would have restored them. You've just come from my presence.
Exodus 34 verse 2.
You
yourself prepare yourself tomorrow. You are going to climb yourself. I'm not to take you on the mountain.
You yourself, when you reach,
you will not find me there. When you reach there, call me this time. Now God will wait for you and call which in the place you meet him.
To bring you customer,
tell me when you reach there, now pray.
You
fall on things that are manual for spoiling the works of God. Things you have desired, or for finding your brothers and they have sinned. And you say, me too. Let me spoil what God did. Sometimes you even don't know that's what you're doing. You discover ahead when he rebukes you. This is where Moses realized he messed up and angered God when he spoiled his tablets. Exodus 34 verse 3. He said, don't come with any person.
They shouldn't even
give you water on the way to help you. Exodus 34 verse 3.
So no muntu yenale moku labi kila kulusozi rona rona. Ne wakuba dendiga, ne wakuba dente, bireme okulira mumaso golusozi oro. Olinyolo kuna, na abajja ebipande bibiri ebifaanana ng'ebyo olubereberye. Musa na agoloko kencha macha, na alinya kulusozi Sinai, mukama ngabo ya mula gide, na atwala mungaloze ebipande bibiri ebyama inja. Olinyolo kutano, mukama nakira mchire, na emireyo wamuna ye na atendere erinnya lya Mukama. Olunyolo omukaaga, Mukama naita masoge na atendera nti, Mukama, Mukama Katonda ajjudde okusaasira era ow'ekisa, alwawo okusunguwala era alina okusaasira okungi n'amazima amangi.
Omanyi malaika wa Mukama omwoyo omutukuvu mwe yalinga.
You know the angel of the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke through him. That's why they said that the Lord and the Lord glorified the Lord. He told him, God had mercy on you and
he
had mercy on the people, but that mercy had penalty attached on it. Never know God was to kill them just all.
I
said, I'll punish them ahead. And we know that still he killed most of them. The grace period he gave them, they would have aligned themselves on the way.
And
they never again commit sin.
We gave
them time to come back punish you. They would have said, Lord, and they totally repent and never trouble him on the way.
But
still they wish to cross.
As
crossed into Canaan.
On the 12
went to spy Canaan.
10
came back with a wrong report.
And they said,
we found giants in the land.
And
we shall not be able to enter in there. God wants to kill us from there. People rioted. Let's go back. Joshua told them and Caleb,
he
said, friends, we shall be able to beat the men. And they are all rioting, they want to kill them. Then God said, what they did, still they have never settled. Most of them ended right there.
Okuvesura makumi asatu munya olunyolo musanvu.
Exodus 34 verse 7.
Ajukira okusasira eri abantu enkumi n'enkumi. Asonyi obutali butuukirivu n'okwonoona n'ekibi era atali mujjako musango n'akatono oyo aligubaako awala n'obutali butuukirivu bw'abakitaabwe ku baana baabwe ne ku baana b'abaana baabwe ku mirembe gy'abannakasatwe n'egy'abannakana.
I tell you now, you see, if you see even a child repeats it, even a child, even another, even the fourth, I can beat all of them if they resume doing the same things. No, Ezekiel 18 says, soul which will sin is what will die.
And say,
if the child see what the father did,
don't
do that and leave the unrighteousness and they commit things right, the child will surely live. Praise Jesus so much. Now as we are winding up, those words, the word of wisdom as the word of God is, never spoil the work of God because your brothers have sinned. Always keep the work of God that done within you, even the one he does in others, because for your spoiling and your sinning and the spoiling of the work of God, you make many fall.
Now,
it can be a big case your way. When you decided to serve God, you are a servant who never spoils the works of God for the sin of others. You keep your soul never to do things like that. In the First Corinthians chapter 10 from verse
1
speaks of many things which happened
our forefathers
who first believed God. It is very good you get that Bible, research of all who sinned in the service of God, those who sin and never align themselves, even those who sin and they align themselves, you will get a great lesson from them. Those who repented, you will see them,
and
those who held the work of God,
even
those who sinned and they refused to align themselves, then you will see their destruction. It will give you a lesson.
It will be such
of those who got rightful and
did
good from beginning to end. Those people are in the Bible.
Because
those committed sin from the beginning to the end, you will get those four types of people that will give you a lesson. I tell you, the first,
such
of the one who served God, and they sinned on the way, but they later aligned themselves. How did they do that?
Yes,
praise Jesus. In research of the one who sinned and they refused to align themselves,
and
you search of that
who did
good from the beginning to the end,
and you
research of the one who did evil from the beginning till they left the world.
Four
types of people in the Bible,
they'll
give you a great lesson in your life.
Cannot
handle them today because of time.
Quite
of us see schemes of Satan as always. By
their
times, God said, let the word of wisdom be the one to be preached for profiting us. For God is doing a work in us. But many of us spoil the work for seeing others when they have sinned.
First
Corinthians 10, verse 1. First Corinthians 10, verse 1.
Sagala mwe obutategeera abooluganda. Bajjajja ffe bonna bwe baali wansi w'ekire, era bonna bwe baayita mu nnyanja olunyo olwokubiri, era bonna bwe baabatizibwa eri Musa mu kire ne mu nnyanja olunyo olwokusatu, era bonna ne baalyanga emmere emu ey'omwoyo, era bonna ne banywanga ekyokunywa kimu.
They ate of the food of the word of God. It's the same food. They drank from the same Holy Spirit.
But
there are things some of them did, those who were not pleased.
And
God is not pleased of them. Let's hear.
First Corinthians 10:3. Elapo nane banywanga ekyokunywa ekimu ekyomwoyo olwokuna, kubanga banywanga mu lwazi olw'omwoyo olwabagobereranga, n'olwazi olwo lwali Kristo.
Now the problem which was there,
Musa yakuba lwazi kibooko.
Moses struck the rock,
era yetu yamanya lwaki Katonda yali amufunana ebintu
ebyo. And he didn't know why God was accusing him of those things.
Lwaki yamunga agenda okoneko bukoro.
Why he told him go strike it once.
Kubanga yali ku lwazi Yesu n'amutimpula emigo.
Why he was on the rock Jesus and struck him.
Bagugambye genda okoneko bwoti.
He told you go strike it once.
Yewe yatuke
eri. When he reached there,
nga asuwabulaga akolera ddala bwati n'akuba,
striking with anger.
He
added again.
He's
on the Lord Jesus.
Said,
Moses, you've beaten me.
Others,
why did God get
angry?
Just striking a rock. Yet he's on his Lord, he's striking him. He followed them and made his own rock around them, and they drank from it, water of the Spirit, which came from his side.
John 19:34,
pierced out of him came water and blood.
First Corinthians 10:5. Naye bangi ku bo Katonda teyabasiima, kubanga baazikirizibwa mu ddungu.
Bangi ku bo yabattira eyo.
Many of them he killed them in the desert.
Naye bonna yabafulumya Misiri n'atwala.
He took them out of Egypt and took them all.
N'atwala omuyeye.
He took the group.
Ekigambo ekyo.
That what?
Otwala omuyeye.
Taking a bandwagon of people.
It's
a sorrowful word.
Take
a bandwagon, you're not among those who go in heaven, but you are saved. You are just the number of those saved. It's not sorrowful.
That
God has many born again to the world, yet they are just a number. For holding the few, the chosen of his. I don't know, you're among the number. Are you among
the
people from Egypt, but they're not rich Canaan?
First,
speak a word of yourself. What are you yourself? You can't even speak with your brethren. What do you think you are?
Let me not be on the just number. God really have mercy.
Just
to leave Canada deserts. And have not reached getting saved yet they are not reached heaven.
Bakolinso chisoka esula ya kumi olinyolo mkaga.
First Corinthians 10 verse 6.
Na hivyo byali bya kulabira ko jetuli tulemengo okwegomba bibi era nabo nabo nga bwe begomba.
Byali bya kulabira
ko. These were examples.
Tulemengo okwegomba bibi.
That we don't desire evil.
Nga bwe bakola.
As they did.
Ebintu bingi mu rugendo rw'obulokozi.
Many things in the journey of salvation.
Nga irabye bimbi byali mu rugendo rw'okuvekana rw'okuve misi ogende kana.
And they are the same from the journey which they got from Egypt to Canaan. This is the journey of salvation from the earth to the heavens. But same journey from Egypt to Canaan. And what was in there? They come appearing the same. And they are repetitive. Yet the good thing on us
is to
have the example of these ones. But don't hold tight on them that they still are those who got destroyed on them. Note that Christ went in hell
and
spent 3 days there.
And
don't know the one you attach yourself that it left hell. If you will follow there, who will get you from there?
But
those used to be an example. He redeemed some.
You
will be able to restore the child of God
to
be crucified the second time, for Hebrews 6 refuses it.
First
comes on the world to be beaten and is crucified,
goes
3 days in hell to get you out,
then
preaches to those in the prison there. Something which will never happen. Don't attach the souls on those who are an example.
Say,
me too, I'll be an example. The wrong example. You know, you sin all the time.
And
say, God's doing nothing to me. And still have spoiled men of his works. When you move properly in your brothers, you make schemes. And say, let's see how new generation started. What is wrong with you? God is going to make you an example to us. We too, we shall look and learn. For this generation, we are lacking physical examples.
Bakolinso chisoke sura ya kumi olunyolo musanvu.
First Corinthians 10 verse 7.
So temubanga basinza babifananyi ngaba mukubo ngaba kyawandikibwa nti abantu ne batuula okulya n'okunywa ne bagoloko ko okuzanya.
After they ate very well, God just ran in the food to them. New generation. This is too much. All night you sleep. Demons. They strangle who is it? Abaddon, you call him and he's come. The peace we are having is too much. No more fasting. Even since God took them away,
the
blood of Jesus is there. And you go sin more.
He
brings problems, friends. Peace. And mercy. They trouble people. People in the world are not used to being mercy.
And
they don't know how to use the freedom. They
are
used laws and harsh rulership on them.
And
when they reach where there is peace, they sin and they get tired.
This
wife when food knocked down and rained. God put angels, pillars of fire in the night. The pillar of clouds, and they went indulge in immorality, and they chased the sister.
Well,
you, let's pray mother and father.
yet they are mature people.
When
there's something involved
in place,
you wonder what games they played.
Mama ne tata.
Mother and father. And they're chasing themselves. And they jump each other like chicken.
And
that's how they will meet with their others.
Mm-hmm.
For peace is too much. God brought peace.
Oh. When there's
something involved in
praise,
God doesn't stop people praying.
Only
pray. They had games they're playing here.
The
others were playing, acting big brother.
Games.
Boys grab the girls.
And they said
the one will take long.
And
the barito
dining.
And they have put dirty games among themselves.
For
there was no plowing, no work.
Food
rained them day, no work. The shoes, angels will change their shoes. No, and even clothing.
They
grew as their clothing grew with them. And they got peace.
And
the work God does is spoiled tomorrow.
Don't
steal
the money.
Don't really commit it.
Bakonise Shisoke Sura Yakumi Olunyiri Olom Nana.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 8.
Erate twendanga ngaba mkubowe bayenda. Nebagwa kuruna kurumu obukumi bobiri mwenkumi satu. Olomwenda era tuke manga mukama waffe ngaba mukubowe bakema
iyo bombakira kumachane bamukema.
Others woke up, tested the Lord.
Tutudire moko
Bakolinse Shisoke sura ya 10 olunyolo 8.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 8.
Era tetwendanga ngaba mukubowe bayenda ne bagwa kuluna kulumu obukumi bubiri mwenkumi satu olunyolo 9 era tetuke manga mukama waffe ngaba mukubo bwebakema emisota ejo nejibata
eba mukema ni mugamba gwe mukama.
They told him, you Lord,
oboli mukama lero kati bako nekyo
kwa. If you are Lord, do something.
Buli kisero yogiro ja tukuba.
Every time you speak, you'll beat us.
Ngato tukuba.
How comes you've never beaten us?
Yeah.
You've never beaten anyone here.
Yeah,
and he said, want me beat you?
Now,
friends,
you're
out there testing God. But when he will beat you, don't call us. You are out there testing him. Speak shameful words every time. All things are possible.
We
shouldn't test them. There are others to be done in heaven.
They are
not to be done here on earth.
There's
too much righteousness to be done in heaven. Friends, that
is
not done on the Bible earth. Bible says it will pay you as you did on the earth. The one out saying,
it's
righteousness much.
We
are in the flesh.
You
think he's never been in the flesh before? The God you speak
Christ
of,
Yesu,
Christ Jesus our Master, clothed flesh as you are,
and
was righteous in it. He cannot fail give you ability that you are righteous and holy in the body. You are body as others, but you are holy yourself. Now don't deceive yourself to spoil the work of God.
You
say in the flesh no one can be righteous. As if you contend with God, you cleansed us with his blood, and you trample that blood, and you count as if it never cleansed you.
First
Corinthians 10 verses 10.
nebazikirizibwa omuzikiriza.
Kakati omuzikiriza mumanyi.
Now you know the destroyer.
Malaika Abaddon,
angel Abaddon of the
chains. Oyo gwe mutumira abalala.
He you send to others.
Emizimu nechi.
Demons.
He
will get back onto you.
Gwe dawo ngwa bulijjo we mulugonya Katonda.
You keep grumbling about God.
Mukani mukama kati guno mulembo mpya mu chigwoga.
What form of generation are you talking about?
Mulembo mpya.
New generation?
Tetulina
sente. We don't have money.
Now, have
you aligned yourself to be given
money? If
you get 50
million, 30, 10.
Give the tithe and offering.
Even you
fail to balance
3,000, you
grumble God failed to give you money. You've been sending Abaddon to get demons. If you two become a demon,
it's
to contend with God. He will turn to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you decide to be a demon, which troubles the children of God, demons are troubling us. And you become a demon which troubles the children of God.
It's
new ones who are not drunk, you choose them out, teach them immorality. You enter them in new rumors and backbitings. Others you teach them not to humble. You became a demon. But the destroyer will turn to you. You see the one of the chains slap you like he slapped Herod. Don't be surprised. For you spoil the works of God. You become a demon. You are an enemy of righteousness. When God will blind your eyes,
like
did in the Acts 13, to Elmer the sorcerer, the prophet the sorcerer, the son of Satan, the enemy of all righteousness. Don't be surprised.
One
works of God when it's early.
Does new
generation with the full knowledge of God? Now
you
out there spoiling the work of God.
It's
staring anger in others when they're angered. Instead of restoring them, you begin to support them that one is bad from the beginning. We have seen them.
You think
it's you he is troubled before.
And
who is an apostle of the cross? But you know what he did? He told me these words. Maybe if an apostle is like that, does their own things. Do you see me do them? You want to spoil the work of God. Speak words not worthy.
Abakorintho ekisooka esula ya 10 olunyolwe 10 n'olumu.
First Corinthians 10 verse 11.
Naye ebyo byababaako abo okubeera ng'ebyokulabirako era byawandiikibwa olw'okutulabulanga ffe.
Byawandiikibwa tukola ki?
They have been written
tulabulwenga
that we are one,
tuleme okubeera ng'abo,
that we don't be like them.
Naye singa tugaana okulabulwa,
if we refuse the warning.
And
he said, if I say the evil and you warn them live their unrighteousness and they insist in it, they will die in their own unrighteousness. If you refuse to warn them, that evil will die in their evilness,
yet
their blood will be counted on you. You will refuse to warn them.
Abakorintho kisoka esula ya 10 olunyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu.
First Corinthians 10 verse 11.
Naye ebyo byababaako abo okubeera ng'ebyokulabirako era byawandiikibwa olw'okutulabula ffe abatuukiddwako enkomerero z'emirembe.
Ffe tutuukiddwako enkomerero z'emirembe.
As the end of generations have reached on us. That's why it's called us the new generation. It didn't begin with us, but even the apostles.
It's
called the New Testament. First Corinthians 10 verse 12.
Kale alowooza nga ayimiridde yekuume ng'aleme okugwa.
If you think you are standing well, right, you watch over yourself from today onwards. For to everyone who has become a demon in this ministry, you're going to find the destroyer. You become a demon haunting the children of God. First Corinthians 10 verse 13.
Siwali kukema okuba kwato kutali kwa abantu. Naye Katonda mwesigwa. Atabaganyenga kukemebwa okusinga bwe kumuyinza. Naye aba awamu n'okukemebwa era anasangawo n'obuddukiro. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuguminkiriza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All those which reached on us ever since we began this ministry, God is faithful to put help that we may be saved. And he first passes this through the word. And he teaches and tells
Ngabana.
Us as children.
For
he speaks that, let's not harden our hearts to refuse the one who teaches us. May God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Shall come back tomorrow. And we move on to seeing schemes of Satan. In the name of the Lord Jesus.